There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Right now, let's talk to Ben Pullen, who is in the UAE. Back here, Ben, the global electric vehicle road trip. You've been tripping around the Emirates, as it were, then into Oman, back again, and you are in Ras Al Khaimah. How's it been going?
It's been going really well, yeah. We're back here in the UAE after a nice trip to Oman.
Mm-hmm.
So in Oman, we had a fantastic response from everyone regarding the electric cars, and we've been building some charging stations there as well with our sponsor, Green Parking and IHG. And it was like the first time that the electric car had kind of been introduced to Oman. So everyone was very excited, and we did lots of test drives. And I think we've helped to move the market forward a bit faster in Oman.
Do you think, Ben, that this has kind of helped people to get the bug, as it were, a little bit? Do you think it's generating some excitement? I mean, we're kind of used to the idea of electric cars, even autonomous cars here in the UAE, and Oman perhaps less so. What kinds of reaction did you get?
Definitely, yes. I think Oman is kind of where the UAE was 2 years ago.
Right.
And our event really helped to firstly raise awareness, and then provide people with a perception through encouraging them to test drive the vehicles and come and check out the technology. There's definitely a buzz, and we've definitely left a bug, I think.
And Ben, I spoke to you a few weeks ago before this all started, and you were saying to me, the idea is, of course, we showcase the cars, we showcase some new vehicles, some exciting things that are happening, and it's the charging stations. Have the cars been okay in terms of the fact that you've put new charging stations in? Have they made it all right on the journey so far?
Yeah, so we've built some charging stations in Abu Dhabi, Medina Zayed, Soha, and Muscat in Oman. And just through building those 10 to 12 charging points, we've opened up a whole new stretch of electric vehicle driving. So you can now drive all the way to Muscat with an electric vehicle, which wasn't possible before. And There were no issues. It's so easy, especially now with the vehicles that we've got. So we have the Tesla Model X and S, as everyone's familiar with. But we also had the new Chevrolet Bolt EV. So the range on a Chevrolet Bolt EV is 520 kilometers. So there was never really a moment where we had to think about the range. The one thing we did have to think about was charging, because we had nine vehicles and two to four charging stations. So at times we have to rotate the cars. So that's something that we'll have to be aware of going forward, and building enough charging stations so that all of the new electric cars can charge.
I mean, you can't expect an infrastructure to happen overnight, so you're taking steps towards that, obviously. But you are you're at Marjan Island now in Ras Al Khaimah. You're on time. So, you know, the trip, from what we can gather, it's gone pretty much according to plan. However, I have to ask you, no range anxiety. The cars have performed well. You're able to rotate at charging stations. Anything unexpected cropped up, Ben?
Good question.
Well, anything that you can tell us that was unexpected that's cropped up? Maybe I should rephrase that.
I think everything's been going smoothly. We've been running lots of different events. There's been lots to do. I think, like, unexpected, but in an amazing way, it's just the response in Oman. I mean, we had His Excellency Sheikh Mohana open the first charging station in Oman, and about 150 Omanis turned up.
Right.
The same response in Muscat. So I think that was unexpected. We didn't think that there would be such a buzz, and it just shows that they're really ready to embrace, like, a new technology and a new mobility form.
I mean, the thing with the Chevy Bolt that you mentioned just now, I know Damien Reid, who is a regular guest on this program, he's driving that. The range is impressive. 550 kilometres in any kind of vehicle is impressive range. But also, this is a chance for people to see a car which is not out here for, what is it? It's about another year, I think, before that car's released in this market.
Yeah, it's within this year, so it'll be out soon. And I guess this car is a step towards more of a mass market car, so everyone could get their hands on this. The range is really good. The price is a bit lower. It's a smaller car, but it's robust enough. So we've really enjoyed driving the Chevrolet Bolt EV, and it's just a step towards more manufacturers delivering the cars, the electric cars that are needed here.
And Ben, you talk about the Bolt being more of a mass market car, and I guess the real test is this evening. You've got the drag race and you've got to put your money where your mouth is, really, the electric car versus the petrol car.
Yeah, so I think if you bring a sort of similar car, so the Tesla, what would that be? It'd be one of the supercars. It could probably beat all of those cars. And then with the Chevrolet Bolt, we were thinking about what the Chevrolet Bolt could race, and a Volkswagen Golf GTI was brought up. So let's see how it goes tonight.
That's going to be interesting. That's a little bit closer than you would imagine, I guess. You've also got my old mucker, Alex Hershey, down there with you, haven't you? Supercar Blondie.
Yeah, Supercar Blondie will be there, yeah. So she'll be racing five different petrol heads, and she'll be using a Tesla. So they'll be bringing their own petrol car to race against Supercar Blondie.
All right, then. Well, look, we've got to go to the news in a second, but 9 days, 1,200, just over, kilometres, 7 Emirates, 2 countries, countless thrills. 2018 edition of the Electric Vehicle Road Trip finishes tomorrow at Sustainable City at 2. Just briefly, when you drive in, hopefully there's going to be hordes of people to welcome you, but you've got a family day out then, haven't you, tomorrow?
It's a family fun day, so we'll have test rides for the adults. We've got kids electric vehicle racing for the kids. Face painting, flower planting, tours of the sustainable city. So lots to do. Come down, check out the cars. And as we're always saying, make that informed decision yourself. Don't believe the myths that you hear. Come and try an electric vehicle, and we'd love to hear your feedback.
All right, then. Ben Pullins from Global Electric Vehicle Road Trip, back in the UAE at Sustainable City tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If you want to go and see the convoy, which is essentially what it is, head down there. And we'll stay in touch, Ben. I'll be WhatsApping you later to find out what happens in the drag race. All the best for now.
Thanks, guys.
Ben Pullins.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.